on the air. Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking back to time when love was only in my mind, I realized ain't no second chance. Just got to hold on to romance to let it fly. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart.
Your girl Cotton Campbell. Let's talk about it. So today our topic is what makes a good friend? Friend ingredients. Yes. Can I say Francisco Acosta? Francisco Acosta. Did I say it right? I hope I said it right. At any rate, Girl Cotton Campbell, let's talk about it. And we are on the TMGN Network. And I have one of my hosts here with me. I believe it's Miss Lucy. Miss Lucy, how are you, honey?
Hey, Cotton. How are you this evening?
I am fabulous. So, fabulous. It was, that song that you heard was St. James. And that song is called Baby Come to Me. You can find him on all musical platforms. So if you're looking, if you like that song and you want to learn more about his music, he has some really great music. You can find him on YouTube, iHeart, Spotify. He's everywhere. Household name. St. James. S-A-I-N-T-J-A-I-M-Z, St. James. There you go. So, Lucy, okay, how was your weekend?
It was good. I actually had a really good, relaxing weekend. So it was cold this weekend in Kansas City, so I didn't do much. It was just cold. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It was cold.
I can imagine. I did a lot of traveling, so I was in some cold places.
Oh, yeah. It was cold all over the West. So Midwest was going through with the cold and snow and shadow. And I think even Texas had some stuff going on. So, yeah. The roadmap to coping it. How was your weekend?
I hate cold weather. I really do. I'm not the cold weather lady. That's not what I want to do. I'm a January baby, so I was born in the winter weathers, in the winter months, and I lived in Kansas City for many years. I was raised there, so I don't really like the cold too much. I just don't. That's just not me.
Yeah, I think that's because I was born in July in the summertime, and I hate being hot. Like, I cannot stand being hot. Like, my birthday is always like in the middle of heat, so it's just like, no, it's just go swimming or, you know, stay in your house and eat ice cream.
Right. Okay. So, you ready to get into this topic?
Yes, I'm actually excited about this topic.
Because, you know, people all the time, you know, Facebook has a lot of Facebook friends.
Very true.
Are they really your friends?
Oh, I mean.
Are they really your friends? Like, who's really a friend to you? Like, how many friends do you think you have, like, close friends? How many do you think you actually have?
Like, honestly, like, first of all, I do not base my friends off of social media. Let's just start there. it's like, social media is the only place we talk. Like, I have friends that I talk to on social media, don't get me wrong, that are long distance or that I just don't get to see often. So I do have friends on social media, you know, on all different social media platforms, but the word friend has just been thrown around so loosely, you know. I think that there's time and love that is put into a relationship to really call someone a true friend. You have to invest time and real love, and it's, you know, it's a give and take in it. You know, it's just not always take, or I need, or just always giving. It's a give and take in friendship, and there's highs and lows. What's your take on friendship?
Well,
I'm very interested.
Let me just say, I have made friends very quickly, and I have gotten rid of friends very quickly. And for me, a good friend is somebody who is honest. So at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily mean you've known them for 15, 20 years. It just means that you've developed a bond with them, and it could be quickly or it could have been over time, that makes them a friend to you at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we think that you have to know somebody, like, I got to know them. Because sometimes the person you've known for 20 years turns out not to be your friend. They're the ones, they're the very person who would stab you in the back. Because, number one, you've told them all your secrets because you thought that they were your friend. I've seen some situations where, you know, I watch a lot of ID Channel. I've seen some situations where the friend ends up killing the other friend because secretly they were jealous of them this entire time.
Yeah.
And maintained a friendship or pretended to be the friend because they wanted what that friend had. What that person had. We have one of our hosts on the line. I believe this is Lady Justice, but I could be wrong. Hey, friend.
Hey, friend. Hey, best friend.
Hey, Lady J. Hey, Lucy Lou.
Best friend is here.
Y'all have to forgive me. I was running late.
How are you doing?
Okay. It's okay. So
how
we were just talking about what makes for, what is your idea of having a good friend, or what do you feel makes for a good friend?
A good friend for me is somebody that you can lend an ear to that's not going to spill out. I need to be able to lay my head on your shoulder. I need to be able to fight you. No, I'm playing.
There you go, Lady J.
I tell you, you know me. I gotta be the devil's advocate. But I need you to be able to be a part of my life. We need to be able to feed off of each other. Like, I've had plenty of friends in my years. So I'm half of 100 plus, about to be two, do the math. Been here for a while, couple of decades. But I've had people that consider themselves to be my friend, but in a time when you really need them the most, they're not there. And so for me, that's a no. It has to be a two-way street. It can't be one way. If I'm here for you, you got to be there for me.
Yeah.
If I'm supporting you, you need to be supporting me.
Right.
Whatever that means. I don't mean I need your money. I don't mean I need to drive your car. I don't mean I need to sleep at your house. Maybe I do. But if we're friends, you know that I would do the same thing for you, too. So those are, for me, I'm big on that. I treat people how I want to be treated. And so when I look at my friends, they are the same type of beings. Mm-hmm. We've got to feed off each other.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
but
I completely agree.
Yeah. So one of the questions that I have is, have you been crossed by someone that you called friend?
I've been crossed by someone who I called family, which to me, and they were a friend because they weren't blood. So for me, a friend is someone that I consider my family.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I've been crossed by them very people.
Yeah, I think that everybody's probably experienced that. Unfortunately, you know, to be crossed by a friend, you know, or just your trust betrayed, and you know, I think that everybody has experienced that in their life, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
More in the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Miss Kathy Campbell?
Yes.
Been crossed by a friend?
Absolutely. I've been crossed by a couple of friends. And it always, again, it's always involving some dude, you know, which is always annoying because sometimes I think women put too much emphasis. So I now, you know, I have trust issues because of that type of behavior when it comes to having my friends, you know, because at the end of the day, if you know me, and these were 20-year relationships, keep in mind. So if you, at some point, if you are concerned about either it was you think that I like your dude, or your dude likes me, or you're liking the dude that I'm with and trying to sleep with the dude that I'm with. So I've had those issues. If I have issues with friends, so I absolutely have been crossed. I've literally had one of my friends call up the dude that I was seeing so she could go out with him. Didn't like that at all, but it just let me know who he was at the same time. So, of course, I'd known her longer, so of course I cut him off, for sure.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had that issue. Like a friend and I have never fell out behind a guy. Like I'm grateful that I've not had to ever had that be an issue with someone that I've ever been friends with.
Yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
So you know,
but
I have never really let any female get that close to any of mine, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it may be because of what I have seen other people go through that I never allowed anybody to get that close. Cotton and Lucy, I think you two are the closest that anybody's really ever been to my husband.
Now
like where we
can
sit at the table and laugh, but I don't want to cut your neck off.
And I'm thinking about it, you're right. Like, I've never seen anybody, you know, like, all up. And I think that any woman who you should not, I feel like you shouldn't have to explain to a whole grown woman not to be in your significant other's face of whoever that is, grown and grown woman. You shouldn't have to explain to someone, have several seats, sit down.
Yeah.
So I feel like just a given. I feel like if there's too much of that going on, then that's not anyway.
Right.
Well, I think when you are secure in your relationship and you are secure who you are as a woman, you don't typically worry. This is one of my philosophies is we don't worry about the next woman until the man we're with is worried about the next woman.
Right.
As long as he's doing what he's supposed to do and he ain't falling up behind whatever woman's in the room, we ain't worried about her. We're not. If you're a confident woman.
Right.
If you're not a confident woman, then you're going to be worried about every woman that comes in the room.
Right.
Right.
I've never been her. I'm not concerned about the next woman that comes in the room. Now, when he starts checking and when he starts eyeing the next woman, I'm like, what you looking at her like that for? Boy, don't make me slap you. Don't make me slap you, because now you get this. It's one thing to look. It's another thing to stare and drool. That's just for you fellas that's listening out there. It's one thing to look. It's another thing to drool and stare. Okay? So don't be disrespectful to whatever woman you're with by doing just that, because you got eyes. You're supposed to see. You're supposed to see what's coming in the room. But when you start disrespecting the woman you with by staring and drooling, oh my God! And then don't let something come out your mouth. Don't let something like ooh my God, what is that? Don't let that come out your mouth. Don't let good Lord come out your mouth, because you might be meeting the Lord in a couple of days. But that's what happens when you're secure in your womanhood. When you mature and you're secure, you don't worry about those types of things anymore. And I think that's where we all are in life. Like, I ain't nobody worried about that. You know, let him do his thing. He can look, but don't touch. Watch it.
Period.
Be careful.
There's plenty of menus out there. Just don't order off it.
Right. Don't. This ain't the menu you want.
It's the order off of it.
Don't order off it. Don't start ordering. You can look at the menu, just don't order off it.
Yeah, don't. Don't think you can't order a Big Mac, can't have it your way. This ain't Chipotle. This ain't Chick-fil-A. This ain't none of that.
This ain't Burger King.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have that. Nope. Mm-mm. We're not doing it. Not at all.
I think that, like, I feel like, too, when you call someone a friend, you know someone's authenticity. And as a woman, we have the intuition to be able to just know things. And if we a lot of the things that we might not see is just because we don't want to see it. That's like, I feel like 90% of, you know, our issue is just that we just don't want to see it. We know we see it, but we just don't want to see it. And so I feel like with a friend, you have to use your intuition and you have to understand how to be able to read people. And that's just one thing that, like, I'm a reader of people, and I know when someone may not have the truest intentions.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Let's say, for instance, one of your friends did do something that you felt was inappropriate or crossed you, and not just your friend, but the person you're with, like your guy, your husband, or, you know, your whoever, your husband, y'all married, so your husband, and they both did something that was inappropriate. Who do you get rid of?
Your husband.
Wait a minute.
I said, just hypothetically speaking, because this is the open platform. If your husband did something inappropriate, whether it be a kiss or an inappropriate hug, and I'm not saying sexual because we don't even need to talk about that. But it was something that was inappropriate, in your opinion, who do you get rid of?
Are you talking about like your friend or your husband?
Do you get rid of your friend or if your friend and your husband did something inappropriate, who do you get
like
rid
of? The friendship is like, it's a given that the friendship is over. Like, that's a given. That's a given. I can't speak for what nobody else would do, you know, in their relationship. But for me, the friendship, if, you know, per se, hypothetically, the friendship is over. It's a done deal for me.
Would get rid of the friend?
Absolutely.
Not the husband.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I'm waiting on this answer. Let me be quiet because I'm waiting on this answer.
What I said is that there's no question about the friend. The friend's gone because that's not a friend. I feel like a real friend, you don't even have to question that. Like, I feel like if you know someone and you know that their intentions are true, and let's say that an attraction does grow between a friend and the person that you're with. Women's tuition, you pick up on things. You're just not sitting in the dark, you know, not knowing, not reading, not picking up. I mean, you pick up on things. Like Lady J said, she don't put herself in that position because nobody fool with her husband. She don't let females in her husband's face. Now, as far as my husband's concerned, I can't say whether I would get rid of my husband. I've been with my husband almost 20 years. I've been with my husband 20 years. I can't say that I would end my marriage on that. That's what I will say.
But you've known the friend for 40.
Who says I'm known the friend? I'm 43 years old. Who says
I'm the friend? You could have known the friend longer than you've known the husband. That's what I'm saying. You could have known them because you put the time frame on it. I'm saying you could have known the friend longer than you've known the husband.
If you're asking me if I would get rid of a 43-year friendship behind it being behind a betrayal of interaction with my husband, I absolutely would throw that 43-year-old friendship in the trash.
Okay. Absolutely. So you would get rid of the friend, not the husband.
I would absolutely
get rid of them both in the trash.
Wouldn't do that.
Trash. They're both one in the trash.
Get out of here. Trash.
Trash.
I'm not married, but I would definitely get rid of both of them because this is the reason why. Because even though her and I have been friends a long time, you should never cross that line, number one. But if my husband would do it with my friend, then he would do it with somebody I don't freaking know. So they both got
to
go.
That's all I'm saying. That's very good.
You got to go.
Very good.
Because this is my friend, and you know this is my friend. So you could do it with somebody I never met.
And you know this is my husband.
Right. And you could do it with somebody I've never met.
That's different. And it'd be a different situation.
And they both got to go.
Period. They both got to go. Now, you know what? If my husband went out and cheated on me and I found out about it, I might give him another chance. Because
I don't
know that young lady.
Right. Exactly.
Period. Blank. But
and nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
No,
so we make mistakes.
That's right. That's where I'm at with it. And we've been in a relationship for 30 years. But if my husband messes with my friend, all of them trash.
Oh, everybody got to go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Trash.
That's it.
And this
no more trusting. It's no more loyalty. Because I can't even be in the house. I don't know what you're going to do now. If you would mess with my friends, I know you out there doing something. Because you disrespected me and my faith.
It's different. Okay, everybody, we got to take a quick music. We got to take a quick music break real quick, you guys, and we're going to come back to the topic.
Wait a second.
We got to take a quick music break, and we're going to be right back.
We got to pay the bills.
That's right. Y'all check out St. James and being gentle. And again, if you're looking to hear more,
girl, I understand that you're body needs attention, and I don't want to take away from your body's perfections by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't want to make it hard, cause it's all way too simple.
Never wanna stop loving you, boy. So don't you ever What's up, y'all? This is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Cotton Campbell, and the ladies of TMGN. And I got Lady Justice, and we got Miss Lucy on the line. We are talking about what makes a good friend. What are the ingredients for a friend? Let's talk about it. And Lady Justice, you were saying before the break
that we didn't need a break.
See, this is, just so y'all know, she is my best friend. At least she's one of my best friends. So, we, you know.
Yes, I was saying that, like I said, the husband got to go. He got to go. It's kind of like if he goes outside of the house and he cheats, then I can probably accept that better. Because I don't know who that female is. I'd probably never have to see her again in my life.
Right.
I could get through, get around, because nobody's perfect. You said that.
Yeah.
The only other, the issue that I would have out there is if you cheated on me and brought a baby back home. That's
ooh,
the other
or
thing.
Disease, or disease, or disease.
Yeah, one of them. And I never had either one of them happen to me. So I'm just saying.
Right.
Some things are forgivable, but the fact that you came so close to me with my friends, that's a no, a definite no for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
no,
that's
I can't trust nobody in the house with you. We can't sit all in the same car. Y'all making extra innuendos when I am
in
the store. You holding her hand in between the seat or something. I don't know what y'all doing.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
So,
so one of our listeners said, how best friend ingredients turn into men cheating.
Oh, wow.
That's because you missed the first part, sir. Black Diamond, you missed the first part where we were saying that if your friend and your husband or your man did something inappropriate with each other, who do you get rid of, the friend or the husband? And we've decided, at least two of us have decided, that they both got to go.
That was, and that was really it. But, you know, our mouths go further in depth. That's all. We just had to. We had to give a clear understanding and explanation of why we felt that way. That's
right.
All.
Yeah. So we delved into it a little bit more. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah.
all.
Well, we definitely have talked about the ingredients of a best friend, and there's so many. I feel like it's not just one thing that a friend, you know, has to have. I feel there's several things. Like my friends. My best friend is funny. Like, we laugh all the time. We laugh together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a friend who likes to laugh. I like to laugh, and I like to have fun. And I can't be, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's so many different ingredients to having what does a person consider a best friend? Like, what are those things that people look for in a friend? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are the traits? You know, you have a lot of my friends, they're similar traits, and then I have friends who are the complete opposite of me, you know? And so it just, again, I think that it's just not one thing that makes up what a good friend is.
Yeah, that's why I said what ingredients, like what things, because it has more, it's like any relationship. There are several things that make up for good friends, but I think one of the biggest things that makes for a good friend is honesty. Now, I'm just going to say this. If me, I'm just going to use myself as an example because I don't know anybody else. If I, myself, Cotton Campbell, felt like I had some type of attraction to one of my friend's men, husbands, whatever, I'm going to let my friend know that, and I'm going to remove myself from being her friend. I love you too, baby. I would move myself because that's what a good friend would do, because you don't want to put yourself in a position of something happening that you didn't intend to, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, and I think that that's where the honesty part comes in, because we're always afraid to say, girl, I got kind of got attraction to the same guy you got an attraction to. What are we going to do about it? Let's just say neither one of us is dating the person. Neither one of us is dating the person, and we're friends, and we have an attraction to the same guy. Do we both go after the guy, or do we let the guy pick? But typically, one of us is going to get our feelings hurt. So the best thing to do is to both of us remove ourselves from that situation and let that person be off limits. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, we can't. Even if he came over to try to talk to both of us, nah, dude, you can't talk to us. You can't. Sorry. Because we both think you hot, and if she end up with you, I'm going to be mad. And if I end up with you, she going to be mad. So let's just, we just going to leave you. Yeah, you stay over there, Magic Mike. Stay on over there, period. No, you can't come over here. I'm just saying, like, there's a way to handle things that I think as women we don't handle because we're afraid of the outcome. What do y'all think? Happy birthday, Black Diamond. It's Black Diamond's birthday. Let me say that real quick. Happy birthday, Black Diamond. Happy birthday. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, go.
How did we get to a birthday from friends, Black Diamond?
Oh, because I'm live, you guys. So he's commenting as we're talking.
Well, I was just poking at him like he was poking at us. This is a talk show.
Yeah, you hear that? She said, how did we get on your birthday? And we talking about friends, Black Diamond.
So honestly, for me, my friend has to show up when it matters.
Yeah.
In all honesty. My friend notices the little things, just the little things.
It definitely matters.
Yep, my friend definitely applauds my success. My friend. Those are my three main things.
So far we have trust. We have our friends showing up. I think communication is definitely important. Being able to laugh with your friend, that's very important. I will even add being honest is a big deal. Like, tell me the truth, even if you think it's going to hurt my feelings. Like, don't let me walk into the bus when you see the bus coming, please and thank you. Yes, ma'am. You gonna let me walk into the bus?
Don't wear your hair like that.
Oh.
I don't like it.
What? But this is gonna be my comeback. This would be a person who's really not a good friend. This would be their comeback. She just joked because she can't wear her hair like this.
You know. Yeah. Here's some Kleenex. You need to wipe your nose.
Oh, thanks.
Instead of letting you walk around with it hanging out of there.
Right, thank you. I sure appreciate it. Don't let me take pictures like this. Yeah. I'm all on camera with something on my nose hanging out, and you just don't let me.
Yes. Trust in your eyes. You just woke up.
Absolutely.
So that brings me to my next question. Do you argue with your friends? And if so, how does it normally turn out? Like, do you have heated arguments with your friends and then y'all cool 5 minutes later? Or do it take a week before y'all can talk again?
I've never had a heated conversation with any of my friends.
Yeah,
because
I feel like
I respect their opinion and they respect mine.
That's the part, lady.
the feelings. I don't argue with my friends' feelings because they are just that. They're feelings. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It doesn't mean you have to like it or agree with it. Mm-hmm. So, no, I've never do that. Not with my friends.
Yeah, I'd say, like, back in the day when I was younger, like, stupid, I would get into it with friends over just dumb stuff, you know, like, just, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I was, you know, we said mean things to one another, you know what I'm saying? And we used unkind words to each other uncompassionately, you know, and I have learned over the years to take a more empathetic and compassionate approach to when it comes to my friendships. And if I find something offensive or something that hurt me or offended me, or, you know, I try to go to all of my friends in love and trample all over their feelings and have a huge blow up, knockout, drag out. Like, I just don't do that. I'm too old for that. That's not how I get down. I try to be very, I try to be very authentic with what I have to say, but also very true to myself and my feelings and what I need to get across to a person. So I don't do that knockout, drag out stuff no more. No.
I like that, Lucy. No more. No.
She said, right. She really said, no more.
Yes, I was that kind that would act ignorant with my friends and get stupid. And it wasn't uncommon for us to jump all over each other's feelings. I mean, it wasn't uncommon. I've learned to not be that person. So, yeah.
I'm glad, because, you know, that stuff, boy, that's the one reason why I don't like to argue with people, because you'll say something that you don't really mean, and, you know, sometimes you can't back words.
Absolutely.
So I have always been a conscious person of words, and I tell you one thing, if I say it, I meant it.
Right.
So y'all know me by now. My mouth is me. It is what it is with my mouth.
No, true.
And that's what I mean by, like, that's why I mean
lying.
My friends, because, like, sometimes the thing, yeah, and I feel like sometimes you need that friend that will speak up and say and say something. I'm not always that person that will speak up and say something, but I have friends who will speak up and say something, and so I feel like sometimes opposites do attract, and when they say opposites attract, in friendships also.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And
I used to have a friend that she was very opposite of me. Very opposite of me. Very much so. But, you know, a lot of times I live vicariously through her, but she's also one of those friends that would be trying to date the same guy that I'm dating in the moment. Like, I'm dating the guy and she's trying to date the guy, you know, or she would post horrible pictures of me on social media, you know, like private pictures we took back in the day that make me look horrible, you know, and it's like, why do you keep posting this picture? Stop posting it. I have other way better looking pictures now. Don't do that. So, you know, sometimes you have to get in that moment where you say, you know what? Do I really want this friendship? Nah, it's one-sided. I don't want one-sided. I don't like lopsided relationships, period. Friend, foe, or other. I don't like inconsistency. I cannot do those types of friendships or family ships or whatever. I don't. So I'm going to say right now, my friendships now are very, it's not lopsided. We there's a give and take. There's the love, no hate. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
I can beat him up.
I think that's why I'm like, I keep going back to, like, friend, because I just have never, you know, you keep bringing that up, that the, you know, this friend about posting the pictures and, you know, low-key shaming you and then going after the same guy. Like, I've never been in mess. You know, I never had to deal with that. So I'm like, it's easy for me to let a friend. It's easy to just cut a friendship off if a line was crossed, because like I've never had to. Lord God, I've never encountered that kind of situation. So I don't know, like.
That's why when you guys met me, I didn't have friends. I didn't have any female friends. I have male friends, and so I even cut off some of my male friends. But I have male friends, and then my children are always my friends. But that's why when I encountered you all, I didn't have any female friends. I cut them off.
Horrible.
Because I didn't want
that
because it became. It's a toxic type of situation. It's a situation where you're concerned, oh, okay, is she gonna be acting funny this time again? Is she going to be trying to sleep with the same guy I'm trying to date? Like, girl, like, we don't even like the same type of men, first of all. You know what I'm saying? So I've been in those types of situations and just decided that I wasn't going to do that ever again. So having a best friend, as I have in Lady Justice, it's a breath of fresh air.
Is that a common issue, Cotton? Like, because I mean, I don't know.
Apparently it was a common situation in California, because in Kansas City, where I came from, we just didn't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But when
I got to
California, it's a different dynamic. It's like, this is what y'all do.
Right, and that's what, like, I'm not single out here in these streets, and so, like, I'm baffled that, like, this is what's going on, like, this is tea to me.
Yeah, and, you know, because at first you think maybe it's just that one person, and then you have other, it's like, oh, y'all are from California, that's what it is, because, you know, where I came from, I had never seen, I'm lying, because even in high school, I had that situation happen to me. Maybe it's me. Y'all think it's me? You think it's me?
Where did that go?
I had one of my friends sleeping with my dude. Like, literally, I just thought about that. Wait a minute. One of my high school friends, she did that to me. I was in a relationship with this guy. And his mom loved me, and then, but he couldn't see. I wasn't sexually active, so he couldn't sleep with me, but he could sleep with her. So he started, you know, sleeping with her because he could, but still seeing me. Girl, anyway.
Maybe that's like me. Lady boundaries. We just need boundaries around this camp. And I feel like And I feel like there's just some things that just goes on sale. Like, I've never had to look at my friend and say, now, don't sleep with my husband. You know,
yeah,
I've never had that kind
of. Wait a minute. I thought about that right now. I said, wait, maybe it's me. Hold on. Wait a minute. But, you know, it's always been done behind my back, so I wouldn't find out right away. And then, you know, in that particular situation in high school, of course, I found out from other people that it was happening. And I'm like, we're in the same class together. And, you know, of course, he was confronted, of course. Needless to say, he married neither one of us, because he married a whole different woman. But I didn't argue. You know what? I didn't get into a confrontation with her about it. I just cut her off as a friend. I cut her off. Like, because, like, we used to exchange makeup. We used to go to each other's house. You'd have thought we was freaking frack. We hung out so tough like that. And then it changed. And needless to say, to this day, she is on my Facebook page, but her and I do not have a dialogue.
I'm about to look her up.
Tell me her name so I can beat her up.
What's her name? You, Y'all were sharing too much. You were sharing lip gloss, perfume. You were sharing too much. Down.
It was going down, you know. And then I found out, of course, I found out later that a lot of the...
She needs that contact info.
I found out later that a lot of the ladies were doing things after school that I had no knowledge of, and she was one of them. So, I was like, man, we wasn't messing with you. You was a good girl. We wasn't finna touch you. Jesus wasn't gonna come and get us. Like, shut up. You know, so you find out later the reason why nobody tried to get you into that. But because I was a cheerleader, you guys, keep in mind, I was a cheerleader as well. So all of the cheerleaders, from my understanding, was doing inappropriate things, except me. Mm. I didn't know. But, you know, the people that I called friends in school, I can't say that they're my friends now because they don't know me. They don't really know my children. They don't know what I've been doing over the last 20 years as far as my female friends. Now, some of my male friends that I went to high school with, they've kept in touch. So they know exactly what's going on with me. And they have wives, and their wives are familiar with who I am, and I am friends with some of their wives. So there are boundaries you have to set. I have one friend that I've known since I was 13, and I told him, I said, look, and he and I never dated. I dated his cousin. So we've always been friends. But I told him, I said, if your wife isn't comfortable with our friendship, we can't be friends. I said, so something has to happen. We have to have the sit down or something. And we did just that. So me, him, and her had a sit down. And now when we have pictures together, all of us have pictures together. We hang out. When I come to Kansas City, I'm welcome to their house like I'm one of the family. And we have fun. We watch movies or we chat or we talk or whatever it is that we do. But we do it all together. There's no me doing anything behind her back. So she's not, you know, there's no discomfort there because now she understands who I am. I am just a friend. And I think a lot of times we forget to create those boundaries and create a safe space for the significant other if you have a friend of the opposite sex.
That's respect.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't play about people's marriage. Marriage isn't marriage. You ain't finna come. Jesus ain't finna come get me.
Yeah. I know more.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like you said, it's the group hangout. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's sometimes where, you know, my best friend is unmarried, and we hang out as a group, you know what I'm saying? Or it's just her and I, or it's all of us as a group, you know what I'm saying? And my husband's always been the type of man that's like, hey, how you doing? He keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, he do a brisk walk. I mean, he don't even, you know how you yield? He yields through the company, you know what I'm saying? He don't even do a stop. He just yields through. Hey, how you doing? Keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? When we do hang out, we hang out all the time. We hang out, you know, I have never had a problem hanging out with my husband and any of my friends, you know?
Yeah.
It's never been an issue, ever.
Right. Makes sense. Now, do y'all have friends of the opposite sex that your husbands are okay with? I'm gonna take that as a no.
I don't think I have any male friends that are not his friends.
So his male friends are your friends, basically.
Yeah, and then like the males that I know aren't those type of friends that we go and hang out. Like I know I'm at work or places like that. It's not like we all get together and we hang out, because I don't even hang out, first of all.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, it ain't like they come over and we sit down. Nah, ain't none of that. I don't know how that would go, because I just, just,
I don't,
just her husband in general is different from any female I know.
Okay. Makes sense.
I'm trying to figure it out. You caught me off guard. I was trying to think, like, damn, that's amazing, because I don't have any male friends that we all sit down and just be like, hey, what's cracking?
No.
Yeah. They have to be his friends. They're probably his friends. Now, on the flip side of that, he has female friends that are my friends.
Okay. That's what I was about. That was my next question.
Okay. And don't ask me why it's okay, but sometimes it's not, because
sometimes it just happens that way. Sometimes it just happens that way. You know?
Yeah. So sometimes that's how you find out that them friends really have feelings for your husband or your man or your boyfriend or whatever you call them, your significant other.
Yeah.
And you can tell by when they approach you, how they approach you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You can tell.
You're in the same area, you may get disrespected. They might not even say anything to you. And as a woman, you already know that's a definite red flag.
That is true. That's true. We're at the top of the hour, ladies. We're going to take another quick music break.
We don't need no break.
Look, I'm waiting on her to say something. We're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be right back on the show. What did you say earlier? We got to do what? We got to pay some bills.
Pay the bills.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Lord, what you going to do with her?
Now take a break.
Then that a girl like me never dreamed of, and it all up for me, no, not really. But there was not a guy who was special enough until you came and made me so happy. I got down on
I'm so glad that I found you.
Hey, you guys, we're back. Let's talk about it with Cotton Campbell, Lucy, and Lady Justice. Excuse me.
Hello.
We are here to talk about what makes a good friend. Let's talk about it. What is the ingredient for a good friend? We have somebody with their hand up. Let's see. Six, seven, eight. Your mic is open. What is your name and what is your question or statement?
Excuse the noise in the background. Good evening, ladies. This is Michael Gay. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Hello, hello.
Happy Sunday.
And, you know, and that was great that you played Karen White. She's going to concert in April with another KW. One of the guys can guess who the other KW is. It is a male, same initials, but they'll be in concert in April.
Oh, wow.
O'Brien?
No, another KW. They have the exact same initials. It's a tough one, huh?
Another KW.
Yep, a male vocalist. He has the exact same initials. Okay, let me give you a hint. He did a duet with a young lady, and it was a song in one of the house party movies. Nice, smooth jam. That's a big hit.
KW?
Come on, ladies.
Is it a jazz musician?
No, he's a crooner. Like I said, I'm sorry for the noise, I'm at work. He's a vocalist. Yep. All right. I'll give you another big hint. His last name. Go ahead.
I said it better be bigger than the last hint.
This is big. Okay. He has his last name is the same as a, now that's a big hint.
Oh, Keith Washington.
There you go.
I love Keith
ding,
Washington.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, they'll be together.
Well,
but
like
anyway,
meaning.
I'm just trying to do. I'm sorry? I didn't hear that.
What'd you say?
Okay,
you say
but
that?
I was just saying it. Oh.
Hello? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
I don't know where she went. I can hear you.
I can hear okay.
Oh, okay. Can you hear Lady Justin?
I can. What were you saying, Michael?
Oh, no. Well, I was saying I was just chiming in to listen to the show, you know, and I was thinking, no more Sunday football. Oh, no, wait a minute. There is Let's Talk About It on Sundays. Yay! So, anyway, I'm going to sit back and listen. And I just want to ask you guys a question. There was a certain artist, by the way, too, who posted something on her Facebook page, and it was interesting of the responses she's got. What about the term that says, keep your enemies close? What do you guys think about that?
That's crap.
Yeah, that's enough
to me. Crap. I ain't keeping
Tupac
no enemies close.
Same thing.
No.
Tupac's the same thing, and he out of here. I can't do it.
What
so
do you want him around
for? My hand doing.
I think that it's naive to think that, you know, to be out here and think that you don't have people who mean you ill will or who may not have your best intentions at heart. So I think that, you know, enemy is a strong word, but that's an enemy. You know, someone who doesn't mean good by you or, you know, has the greatest intentions for their relationship with you. I think that that's someone who does not like you. And when, you know, it's said to keep your enemies close, I think that you do always have to have your head on a swivel and always be aware of the people that are in your camp and the people that you call friend or the people that you call associate, because that who
you know, you surround yourself around. I think that it's naive to live in this world and think that you can't and you don't have to do that.
Yeah. But to say to keep your enemies close for what? You giving them easy access to you at the end of the day. Just like Lady Justice just said, Tupac ain't here. He knew his enemy was Suge Knight. He knew for sure his enemy was Suge Knight. And he stayed in that situation, and now he's gone.
I can't do it. I just, for me, the negative energy is too much for me. I don't have enough time for that. Like, I don't want to watch my back that close.
Right.
Nope. I don't want to watch that close.
It's pointless to have people who are toxic around you, because even if it's not an enemy, somebody who's toxic around you, eventually, what is that? A transference of emotion, transference of energy is real.
Yes, very much so. And I think that negative energy and toxic behavior, toxic personality, negative energy, a person who is not able to see their own BS and look in the mirror and say, you know, I mess up and I make mistakes. Someone who's not able to hold themselves accountable, that's just not the kind of person that I want to call friend. Like, I need a friend who's able to hold themselves accountable for any and everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you honestly can't call everybody a friend. You really can't. And again, I will reiterate, it doesn't matter how long you've known the person that you've known for 20 years and you've been calling a friend for 20 years could be the very person to stab you in the back in a way that could cost you your life, as to where you can meet somebody and vibe with them well, and they're just, oh, no, we buddies forever. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm your bestie. You my bestie. So we in this for life. And that would be the person that'll have your back and rock with you through anything and everything and everything and genuinely love you, care for you, and want to see you succeed. And you've only known them a short period of time.
Yeah. And I think that right there is a friend. Like what you just said, that right there is the characteristic of a friend. Someone who wants to see you shine and succeed. You know, you can't call everybody your friend. And I have 3 daughters, and I've taught them that. Like, you can't just throw that, that's my friend, I know that person. Just because you've had a couple of encounters with this person does not mean that you know them, that this is your friend, you know? And so that, you cannot call everybody your friend. I don't call everybody my friend.
You know,
and I ask me a lot because they're like, you know, Lucy, you say everybody's your friend. But I don't, you know, I know who... I love people. Like, that's just me. Anyone who knows me knows I love people. I'll stop in the grocery store and have a whole conversation with someone. I've met people in the grocery store and went and met, you know, for lunch just because I love to talk to people. I love to meet new people. And, you know, I have a nonprofit that I'm, you know, working on. So there's many reasons why I encounter myself with different people, but I do not call everybody a friend.
Very true. Very true. I agree with what you said. Michael?
Did that answer your question, Michael?
Okay. I'm not sure where Michael went.
I'm sorry. I was on mute again.
Did that answer your question, Michael?
Wait, hold on. I had to mute it. Okay, you're unmuted.
No, I was saying yes, it did. Thank you very much. I had muted myself, but thank you.
I just want to make sure we answer the questions here and not just, you know, going off into a talk show.
We're not getting tangent, right?
Yeah, you know. Because we get off track on this, and let's talk about it.
Right, like, for real, we start talking about a whole bunch of stuff. So we have about 15 minutes left of the show. Huh?
I said, we're talking about friends.
Right.
Okay.
We got about 15 minutes left of the show. Please, real briefly, since Lucy mentioned her nonprofit, can you, Lucy, go and tell people how they can follow you on social media?
Well, I am on social media under Lucy Ricky. Is Lucy Ricky Keller. That is my Facebook, and I am on also on Instagram, Lucy Lux KC. And my nonprofit is called Pave the Way KC, and it's just for the it's a nonprofit that I am working on getting off the ground for youth. And so that's my goal, is just to be able to work with youth from ages of when they first need assistance until they're 21, and it doesn't matter the demographic, if they're homeless or in a stable home. It's just a program to be able to help youth with whatever needs that they need, life skills or hygiene products. And so that's what I'm working to get off the ground right now.
Okay, awesome. And Lady Justice, tell the audience and the people out there how they can find you or reach you and what you have going on.
They can't find me because I'm incognito.
Can't stand her.
You can reach me. You can always find me here on Let's Talk About It. You can also find me on the TMGN Network with Michael Gay on his show. You can find me at work. You can find me sometimes on Facebook under Lady Justice. Just look for the pictures because, you know, sometimes I fly around in a costume. Pretty soon here, I'd say maybe around my birthday in March-ish, you'll find me on my new Roku channel doing some interesting things. And for those of you that may have forgotten, that audition is coming up for The Voice on February 11th. So stay tuned.
I'm excited.
You might see me anywhere now. There's a little book out there on me. There's a documentary out there with me in it. So you can find me almost anywhere, y'all. I'm out here.
Out there. And of course, I am your host, one of your hosts, Cotton Campbell, and you can find me on all social media platforms under KOTPYNCAMPBELL. I am on Amazon, I am on Twitter, I am on TikTok, I am on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I am on the TMGN Network, I am on WRJR, I am on, I'm a lot of places, and pretty soon I will be on the Lady Justice Network as well. I will start filming a docuseries this year. In the next few months, I will be filming the docuseries for writers, so look for that. That's coming up. I'm super excited about it. I will be doing some modeling too, as well, and you'll see those pictures. I'm super excited, and you can find me at church. You know, there's a lot of places I'd be at. I praise the Lord too. I ain't a heathen. I just want y'all to know.
What's his name?
We're not heathen.
So, yes, TikTok is probably one of my favorite spots that you can definitely find me here. There's also a Let's Talk About It page for TikTok, so you can find that. There's a YouTube page for Let's Talk About It, so you can go there and find some of our content there as well. So just stay tuned. We're pretty much everywhere. We got about 10 minutes left, or I'll say 7 minutes left, actually.
Hey, Kyle, you want to tell them about the Let's Talk About It clothing line?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you reminded me. So, yeah, we'll be having some Let's Talk About It apparel that we'll have some T-shirts, we'll have some dresses, we'll have some hats, we'll have some coffee mugs. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned. We got a lot coming up. I just want y'all to know. Like, we really have a lot coming up, and I'm super, super, super excited for everything that we have coming up, including our non-for-profits. Lucy already has her non-for-profit, but Lady Justice and I will be getting our non-for-profit set up. I will be in Ghana this year doing some filming as well as some other places that I will be filming. So, yeah, we got some stuff coming up. So, y'all stay tuned. Y'all been sleeping on us for a minute, so, but we're going to wake y'all up real quick.
Tell all your friends. If they didn't like us before, they really ain't gonna like us here pretty soon.
Oh yeah.
It's not gonna get no better. Better it don't get no more.
At all. And we won't be keeping no enemies close by. At all.
No. Thanks,
I'm really excited.
Me too. I'm super, super, super excited. I'm so excited. With that being said, did you ladies have anything else that you want to add to the friends topic before we close out?
I just love all my friends out there. This is Lucy, and all my friends know who they are. And if you don't know me, then that means I'm not your friend. I'm an acquaintance. So all my friends are like, I love you all.
If you have to question it, then you're not my friend.
There you go.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's coming from her.
Wait, I love my friends.
And thank you, ladies. Lady J, I love you. And Cotton, I love you too. I love when we are able to get on and be with one another and do our let's talk about it. And that's what we do. We talk about it with friends because that's what we are. That's who we're. You know, we talk about it with everybody. And I'm just excited about this year, 2023, and the things that are going to happen, the things that are coming up. I'm super excited. I'm nervous and excited at the same time. So,
yeah. Let me get something out of that shell.
What'd you say, Lady J?
I said, at least you're coming out of that shell.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, I'm actively working on it.
I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, I know. You always are. I was supposed to be on live with Cotton today, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that. Yeah. Somebody was busy.
That's okay. We got the fourth Sunday Cotton.
I'm not even getting ready to play with her. She was busy. Don't even. She was definitely you, ma'am. You forgot you sent me that message and said you was trying to get your daughter taken care of.
No. Mm-mm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-mm. I saved everything.
Oh, I know. I told you. I said that's okay. We got it on the next one. That's okay. I promise I won't shy out this time. We'll see. We'll see. It's work in progress. The more I talk about it, the more I'm talking myself out of it.
The more we discover, that's a lie.
That's a bad one. Y'all know I ain't afraid to do nothing. I'll be ready to go. So they had me on live the other day, and they was like, well, Connie, can you do some poetry? It was like, do you need to get ready? I said, no, baby, I'm always ready. I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready. What you need?
Get ready.
I love it.
I not play when it comes to that. Yeah, now, if you need me to fly somewhere, I need, you know, a couple months to get my finances and the ticket and, the, you know, the best prices and all of that hotel. But, yeah, when it comes to this right here, I ain't got to do nothing but get online. Oh, I'm ready. What you need?
Well, can you take away with some kind of friend poetry?
Oh, there you go. What a great idea, Lady J.
Oh.
What?
Can you sing with some kind of friendship poetry?
I didn't hear that.
A friend poem.
I don't know. Y'all keep talking at the same time, so I'm not hearing it.
I only hear you, Cotton.
Oh, I know. I hear both of y'all. Every time you talk, Lady Justice talks, so I don't know what's being said.
I don't hear Lady J at all.
No, she, because you were talking when she was talking and she was talking when you was talking. Now, what did you, what was the thing about friends?
Some friendship poetry. What's up?
I have that too.
Well, come on. I want to hear it.
Oh, I don't have it right now. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Now that, I don't have a friendship poem like that I have memorized off the top of my head. I have other poems that are memorized off the top of my head. I'd have to go get a book and bring it to the front and be like, because I wrote a whole book on friendship poetry.
Well, that's what I'm going to need to hear.
Excuse me, did either one of you get the book?
What book?
The book?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
What do you mean?
A friend poem book? You wrote a book.
We're not going to do me, because I sent both of y'all. I sent all of y'all that information on my new book.
Oh, it's a new book. How many books do I have that are yours?
You don't have the I released my book after you released that last book, that book
that
of yours, remember?
That wasn't the question. The question was, how many of your books do I have?
I don't know.
Okay.
But we're not talking
about
those books. We're talking about the friendship book.
You mentioned
the friendship book, and the friendship book is the last book that I wrote. And it's called,
what's the title?
It's titled Inspired by You with Love from Cotton. That's the title of the book. And it is on Amazon.
But how are we supposed to know that that was friendship?
Because if you get
that
the book and you open it,
hold on,
you purchase the book, you open it, and then you read, because this is the crazy part. I sent y'all the poem that I wrote. I said, I wrote this poem. It's in the new book. What do y'all think? They're about to move me as a friend right now, because we not gonna have it. I don't want y'all to be embarrassed on live right now, because we on live. I sent y'all that poem and I said, hey, tell me what y'all think of this poem.
Right, and I said if I didn't respond, that means I didn't see it. So if you didn't
right.
get my response, that's me. See it.
What did we
right.
say?
My daughter said, y'all been talking about friendship. Y'all friendship about to
come. Hey, yeah. I'm like, too. Keep your enemies close. What's up, then? What you want to do?
Lady J, Cotton, if you send me the link, I will click on the link and I will get it. I don't know nothing about it, because if I didn't click,
no,
if you didn't respond.
No, I sent the book cover, and I sent it all.
Come on.
And then the other part of it is I did the poem on live when we were on one of the shows. Wanda, you know what? We're gonna stop talking about this on live right now. Don't worry about it.
We're going to let people know that we know how to have a conversation, even about things that we forgot about or didn't remember. And we're going to be okay still after the phone call, because we just told people how much good of friends we were. It's no arguing.
Exactly. Lady J, while she's sitting on live radio, she know my kids nicknamed me Dory. So I don't even know why she's trying to act like I would remember anything she sent me.
Hey, Lucy.
I can't remember yesterday.
Lucy, I don't care about none of that. But Cotton is not going to punk me. I don't care what you talking about.
I love y'all. This is the TMGN Network, y'all. This is Let's Talk About It with Cotton Campbell.
Lucy, Lady J,
and Lucy, y'all tune in next time for TMGN on the TMGN Network. Well, Let's Talk About It with the ladies of TMGN.
We will be back
February the 26th.
With that friendship poem inspired by you book.
With the friendship poem. I'm going to send y'all a copy of it. You ain't even got to buy it, because I love y'all so much.
I never think I was going to see you. see you.